Welcome to Market Mantra, the program in which we give you a complete update on the economic, business and stock market news of the day. Well, my name is Nishit Kumar and with me is my co-anchor in Hindi, Prachi Priya.
Namaskar, Market Mantra mein aapka swagat hai. Yahan hum aarthik, vyaparik aur share bazaar ki taza khabrein aap tak laate hain aur un par charcha bhi karte hain aur usi tarike se aaj bhi karenge. Charcha ke liye aaj studio mein aamantrit hain varishth aarthik patrakar Deepshikha Sikarwar. दीपशिखा मार्केट मंत्र में आपका स्वागत है.
धन्यवाद प्राची.
चर्चा शुरू करेंगे मगर इससे पहले हेडलाइंस.
द हेडलाइंस. बेंचमार्क डोमेस्टिक इंडिसेस एंड विथ लॉसेस. सेंसेक्स स्लिप्स ओवर 100 पॉइंट्स. निफ्टी क्लोजेस एट 26,141. इंडियाज जीडीपी एस्टिमेटेड टू ग्रो बाय 7.4% इन द करंट फिस्कल एंड ग्लोबल क्रूड ऑयल प्राइसेस डिक्लाइन.
देश के प्रमुख शेयर सूचकांकों में गिरावट आई. सेंसेक्स 100 अंकों से अधिक गिरा. वहीं निफ्टी 26,141 पर बंद हुआ. जारी वित्त वर्ष में भारत का सकल घरेलू उत्पाद 7.4% बढ़ने का अनुमान है और वैश्विक कच्चे तेल की कीमतों में गिरावट आई.
Before we begin, here is an important message for our listeners. The views and opinions expressed by the experts in this program are their own and not that of Akashwani. Akashwani advises its listeners to do their own research or consult a registered professional before taking any investment decision. We further advise all listeners to exercise due diligence and rely on their own judgment for taking any financial decision.
और श्रोताओं, रुक करते हैं अब आज की पहली खबर की तरफ. देश के प्रमुख शेयर सूचकांक सेंसेक्स और निफ्टी आज उतार चढ़ाव भरे कारोबार के बाद गिरावट के साथ बंद हुए. दोनों सूचकांकों ने घाटे के साथ दिन की शुरुआत की. सत्र के दौरान थोड़ी रिकवरी हुई लेकिन दोनों ही सूचकांक इस गति को बरकरार रखने में असफल रहे. सेंसेक्स 102 अंक गिरकर 84,961 पर बंद हुआ जबकि निफ्टी 38 अंक लुढ़ककर 26,141 पर आ गया. मिड कैप सूचकांक में लगभग 0.5% की वृद्धि हुई जबकि स्मॉल कैप सूचकांक में 0.1% से अधिक की बढ़त दर्ज की गई.
द बेंचमार्क डोमेस्टिक इक्विटी इंडेक्सेस इन द सेंसेक्स इन द निफ्टी एंडेड इन द रेड आफ्टर अ चॉपी ट्रेडिंग सेशन. बोथ इंडेक्सेस ओपन लोअर एंड मेड एन अटेम्प्ट टू रीबाउंड बट फेल्ड टू सस्टेन द मोमेंटम. हाउएवर इन द लास्ट आवर ऑफ ट्रेड द इंडेक्सेस स्टेज्ड अ मॉडेस्ट रिकवरी पेयरिंग सम ऑफ देयर अर्लियर लॉसेस. The Sensex fell 102 points to close at 84,961, while the Nifty declined 38 points to settle at 26,141. However, the broader market indices at the Bombay Stock Exchange edged upward. The mid-cap index rose almost 0.5%, while the small-cap index gained more than 0.1%.
Sensex mein shamil 30 mein se 18 companies ke shareon mein giravat darj ki gayi. सबसे अधिक घाटे में रही कंपनियों में सर्वप्रथम मारुति लगभग 2.8%, पावर ग्रिड लगभग 1.7% और टाटा मोटर पैसेंजर्स व्हीकल लिमिटेड के शेयर्स भी 1.5% गिरे. वहीं अगर हम बात शीर्ष लाभ कमाने वाली कंपनियों के शेयर्स की करें तो इसमें सर्वप्रथम टाइटन 3.9% से अधिक, एचसीएल टेक 2% और टेक महिंद्रा के शेयर 1.8% बढ़े.
And among the sectoral indices at the Bombay Stock Exchange, 14 out of 22 sectors edged lower. Among the key decliners, utilities dropped 0.8%, oil and gas shed almost 0.8%, and auto lost nearly 0.7%. In the gainers, focused IT climbed over 2.5%, IT gained almost 2%, and consumer durables rose more than 1.2%. The overall market breadth at the Bombay Stock Exchange was positive as shares of 2,104 advanced, 2,066 companies declined and 178 remained unchanged.
Deepshikha, agar hum jab market ki baat karte hain to hum dekh rahe hain ki market apni gati ko barqarar rakhne mein kahin matlab kahin phisal raha hai. Iske kya karan ho sakte hain?
Prachi, agar hum dekhein पिछला वर्ष हम पूरा देखें और ये वर्ष की शुरुआत भी देखें तो दुनिया भर में जो जियोपॉलिटिकल इवेंट्स चल रहे हैं, भारत की अमेरिका के साथ जो ट्रेड डील होने की उसको लेके अनसर्टेनिटी है, तो अगर ये सब फैक्टर्स अगर हम रखें अपने सामने, तो उस हिसाब से बाजार को देखें तो लगेगा कि बाजार बहुत एक स्टेडी पेस में चल रहा है, एक कॉशियस ऑप्टिमिज्म है बाजार में, तो आपको एक बहुत ज्यादा शार्प राइज नहीं है, लेकिन ठीक है, बैलेंस कॉशियस ऑप्टिमिज्म को लेकर के ये साल का शुरुआत हुई है और ऐसा ही लगता है कि अगले कुछ महीने चलेगा।
अगले कुछ महीने मतलब जैसा आपने बताया कि
अगले कुछ महीने, क्योंकि जब तक ट्रेड डील जो है अमेरिका के साथ जैसे होती है, उसमें कुछ क्लैरिटी आती है, हो रही है नहीं हो रही है, किस तरफ रुख अर्थव्यवस्था किस तरफ रुख ले रही है, क्योंकि इतनी तेजी से जो है इवेंट्स घट रहे हैं, घटनाएं घट रही हैं जियोपॉलिटिकल स्तर पर कि, और उनका असर जो है अर्थव्यवस्था पर कहीं पे हो सकता है, तो ये सारे जो फैक्टर्स हैं बाजार में, खासतौर से अभी साल शुरू हुआ है कैलेंडर ईयर, तो ये सारे फैक्टर्स जो है ये रहेंगे निवेशकों के मन में।
जी, अगर निवेशकों की मैं दृष्टिकोण से बात करूं तो इस वक्त बाजार में इन्वेस्ट करने से पहले, निवेश करने से पहले उन्हें क्या ऐसी सतर्कता है जो बरतनी चाहिए या कुछ स्पेसिफिक लेकर के चलना चाहिए, कोई डूज एंड डोंट्स?
डूज एंड डोंट्स बाजार में निवेशकों के लिए वही है कि आप जब निवेश कर रहे हैं तो आप क्षेत्र देखें, सेक्टर्स देखें, अफवाहों पे ना जाएं, बहुत जो आजकल टिप्स मिलते हैं उन पर ना जाएं, फंडामेंटल्स देख लें कि कौन से ऐसे क्षेत्र हैं जो अर्थव्यवस्था की गति के साथ साथ या जो सरकार का जिन पे एम्फेसिस रहेगा उन क्षेत्रों में अपना निवेश जो है डाइवर्ट करें, और हमेशा पोर्टफोलियो जो आपका है स्टॉक्स भी हो, एक बहुत ही बैलेंस्ड पोर्टफोलियो रखें, तो निवेशक के लिए खासतौर से जो छोटे निवेशक हैं उनके लिए वो ठीक रहता है, तो रिस्क उनका बटा हुआ रहता है।
Deepshikha, there has been a lot of talk about the geopolitical tensions. You're also mentioning this. Now, even while the Ukraine-Russian conflict, the Middle East conflict, or the West Asia conflict, as we say, still continuing, now this new thing of the Venezuela kind of, if you may say, you know, thing has happened. Now, once again, do we see the world economy going in a turmoil or in a tailspin kind of a thing happening? Because, you know, if you look at the sessions in this year, in this new year, for the past two, three sessions that we have had, it's been mostly choppy and mostly kind of a sing-song kind of a thing happening all over.
I think, you know, everybody is trying to figure out, trying to ascertain as to what is really happening in the world geopolitically. And like you said, Nishit, ki last two, 3 years, you know, there have been some conflicts or other, and they've had larger sort of impact. If you look at Russia, Ukraine, it had impact on a number of commodities, oil, it had fertilizer, so on and so forth. Middle East crisis also had its impact on the crude. In terms of Venezuela, I don't think it will probably have a larger impact on commodity prices or say markets per se, because the impact is quite limited and the way it has been sort of the way the events have happened. Mm-hmm. But going forward, if there is more uncertainty sort of introduced at geopolitical level, then one will need to see, you know, how it will impact the European economy, which is our very big market for our exporters. US, in any case, our exporters are facing high tariffs. So, you know, it's going to be a challenging year going forward. So all these events will at some level then have an impact. So I think that is probably playing on everybody's mind.
Deepshikha, Venezuela, of course, happened now. The charade of, you know, Mr. Trump of, you know, annexing Greenland next, and of course, you know, maybe moving forward as well, you know, to other regions in the maybe the European, the West European countries or the nations. Now, this, of course, would have some bearing on the markets overall. Today, when we saw, you know, the Asian markets kind of trading mixed here and there, of course, you know, the S&P and the Nasdaq has been doing well, you know, over the past couple of sessions. Now, talking of the Indian markets here, the Indian markets have kind of, we know that we are not insulated by any means, you know, if we talk of the Western markets or the Asian markets as well. Now, in the coming days, you talked of, you know, in the opening remarks, you talked about the sector-specific things that the investors must focus on. Now, talking specifically of oil and crude here, now, how do you see this kind of happening or panning out in the coming days?
So, if you look at the crude pricing, and I think for India, which is a large crude importer, that is the biggest factor which plays on the economy. Mm. So, unless you see a very sharp spike in crude prices, global crude prices, we are insulated and we are fine till the time that is maintained. If you look at the other factors, definitely, you know, some positives, EU FTA might materialize. For all you know, US trade deal may get, there could be some forward movement.
Right.
Those would be very positive triggers. We also have a big trigger coming in form of the budget on 1st of February, which will clarify, you know, which will sort of lay out what government's emphasis would be in terms of, you know, big push. We've seen in the past years, CAPEX push. Deregulation has been a big theme last year. Reforms has been a big theme. So what the budget will do, these would be very big triggers for the market, and these will also give some indication to the investors to where to put or what to bet on in, you know, say next 6 months or next 2 years.
Right. So before we proceed any further, let's look at how the rupee has behaved today, Prachi.
Ji. अंतर बैंकिंग विदेशी मुद्रा बाजार में रुपया आज एक डॉलर की तुलना में 29 पैसे मजबूत होकर 89.88 रुपए के स्तर पर बंद हुआ। उधर दुनिया की 6 अन्य प्रमुख मुद्राओं की तुलना में डॉलर की स्थिति दर्शाने वाला डॉलर सूचकांक अंतरदिवसीय कारोबार में समाचार तैयार किए जाने तक 98.56 पर कारोबार कर रहा था।
And talking of the GDP, India's real gross domestic product is estimated to grow by 7.4% in the financial year 2025-26 compared to a growth rate of 6.5% in the financial year 2024-25. According to the first advance estimates of the GDP for the current financial year released by the Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation today, nominal GDP is estimated to grow by 8% during the same period. Buoyant growth in the services sector has been identified as a major driver of the estimated real gross value added at this GVA growth rate of 7.3% in this fiscal. Financial, real estate, professional services, along with public administration, defense, and other services, are estimated to record a substantial growth rate of 9.9% at constant prices in FY 25-26. Trade, hotels, transport, communications, and broadcasting related services are estimated to grow by 7.5% during the same period. The ministry said that manufacturing and construction in the secondary sector are estimated to achieve a growth rate of 7% at the constant prices in FY 25-26. However, agriculture and allied sectors are estimated to record a moderate growth rate of 3.1% during the financial year.
Deepshika, service sector ka kitna mahatvapurna yogdan raha hai in naye aankdon mein?
So if you actually see, services has done very well. Overall, if you look at these numbers, what a year it has been for not just India, for the world as such. Our economy has performed, and if you look at the numbers, the Indian economy has done so well despite all the challenges that it has faced, globally, geo-economic challenges and geopolitical challenges. So I think that is very remarkable. The other thing, other sectors also, if you look at, there have been series of measures. Last budget, we had income tax cut. Then subsequently, within the year, we had GST cut. So that is also showing in the consumption growth, if you actually see. So all these factors overall, they have had an impact. Agriculture, of course, we've seen some bit of a moderation, which possibly could be because of the high base last year. And also, you know, distribution of monsoon, there were some concerns around it. So that may have had an impact on it. But overall, I think the picture looks very good, especially when you look at the current scenario in the global context.
Deepshikha, you just mentioned the Indian growth story in the face of the global uncertainties and the challenges that we are facing. Now, this paradox that we see that the numbers as has been thrown by the MASPI and all, these are really encouraging, and the estimates as well, they are kind of too heartening to see. Now, where do you see the factors kind of, you know, which have been pushing this kind of a growth in the face of the headwinds that we are facing?
Nishit, if you look at the Indian economy, our exposure to global economy in terms of our exports is not that much. It is limited. Mm-hmm. So, and this year, despite the tariffs, most exporters, you know, they had booked advance orders. They had, and they were trying to sort of, to beat the US tariffs. There was a lot of manufacturing activity. They tried to send goods in advance, and all those things happened. Then came the GST. So despite the tariff negative impact, there was huge boost because of the GST. The income tax was already there. So that disposable income, that additional income was already there in people's hands. The GST gave like a psychological boost, and we saw its impact on, you know, automobile sector, consumer durables.
The festive season was remarkable.
The festive season was remarkable. So that, you know, has had its impact if you look at the consumption side. It has helped. It has helped India stand out.
Absolutely.
And the government capex, I think government has been sort of...
The capex push has been
a major
factor.
Been remarkable.
And it's not for nothing that we are hurtling towards becoming the third largest.
Exactly.
You know? Yes.
You know, the capex has really helped and it's showing in the numbers as well.
True.
Yani kya ye kehna sahi rahega ki humne aapada mein avsar dhoond nikala?
Absolutely, Prachi. You have hit the nail.
Bilkul, Prachi.
Yes, yes. Absolutely. I'm moving on to the Asian market now.
Ruk karte hain Asia aur Europe ke bazaar ki taraf. आज प्रमुख एशियाई शेयर बाजारों में मिला जुला रुख देखने को मिला. दक्षिण कोरिया का कॉस्पी सूचकांक लगभग 0.6% बढ़ा. सिंगापुर का स्ट्रेट टाइम्स इंडेक्स 0.1% से अधिक बढ़ा और चीन का शंघाई कॉम्पोजिट सूचकांक मामूली रूप से ऊपर रहा. वहीं जापान का निकेई सूचकांक 1.1% से अधिक और हांगकांग का हैंगसेंग इंडेक्स 0.9% से ज्यादा गिर गया. आज प्रमुख यूरोपीय बाजारों में भी मिलाजुला रुख देखने को मिला. जर्मनी का डैक्स लगभग 0.9% बढ़ा और फ्रांस का कैक मामूली रूप से ऊपर कारोबार कर रहा था. वहीं अगर बात लंदन के फुटसी की करें तो अंतिम समाचार तैयार किए जाने तक 0.6% से अधिक गिरावट के साथ नजर आया.
And on to the US markets now. The Wall Street ended higher yesterday as investors shrugged off geopolitical concerns about the US attack on Venezuela over the weekend. Market focus turned on key economic data scheduled for release this week, which is expected to offer further clues on the Federal Reserve's policy outlook. Among the major indices, the Dow Jones Industrial Average jumped 1% to close above 49,000 mark for the first time. Meanwhile, the Nasdaq Composite Index as well as the S&P 500 both climbed over 0.6%. Deepshikha, the US market has been going unidirectional, if we may say so, after
Absolutely.
The Venezuelan...
I was just listening to you. So, well, now the US top official, US government top official is talking about taking Greenland, trying to get an agreement. So definitely they are adding to their whatever overall land. But jokes apart, and I think for the US markets, what investors there are keeping a close watch is on the economic data.
Absolutely.
What
absolutely.
Is the impact which is happening of the tariffs and the whole, I think the assumption is that tariffs have not really had that kind of an impact on the US economy.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Absolutely. And the federal kind of, you know, the output, you know, the federal, the numbers which would be coming up in some time. Is,
absolutely.
It's also playing on the on the overall psyche.
श्रोताओं, दीपशिखा जी से बातचीत जारी रखेंगे, मगर उससे पहले आइए देखें कि और क्या है हमारे खबरों के पिटारे में. आर्थिक मामलों के विभाग ने देश में अवसंरचना विकास को सुव्यवस्थित करने के लिए 3 वर्षीय सार्वजनिक निजी भागीदारी यानी पीपीपी परियोजना तैयार की है. ये पहल केंद्रीय बजट 2025-26 में की गई घोषणा के बाद शुरू की गई. इसका उद्देश्य निजी क्षेत्र की भागीदारी के लिए एक संगठित ढांचा बनाकर राष्ट्रीय अवसंरचना को बढ़ावा देना है। वित्त मंत्रालय के अनुसार पीपीपी परियोजना में केंद्रीय अवसंरचना मंत्रालयों तथा राज्यों और केंद्र शासित प्रदेशों की 852 परियोजनाएं शामिल हैं, जिनकी कुल लागत 17 लाख करोड़ रुपए से अधिक है। दीपशिखा जी, मैं आपसे ये पूछना चाहूंगी कि इस परियोजना की एक ब्रॉडर लेवल पर कितनी इम्पोर्टेंस है, क्या महत्व है?
प्राची, ये एक पाइपलाइन तैयार की गई है। बहुत सारे प्रोजेक्ट्स जो हैं पीपीपी, जो सरकार निजी क्षेत्र के साथ करेगी, अगले 3 साल उसकी पाइपलाइन तैयार है। तो इसका जो इम्पैक्ट है, मतलब और इसका जो अर्थ है कि भारत में प्रोजेक्ट्स रेडी हैं और उनका काम चलता रहेगा। क्योंकि बहुत बार ये होता था कि भाई कहाँ पे प्रोजेक्ट्स ही नहीं आ रहे हैं, प्रोजेक्ट्स तैयार नहीं है, निजी क्षेत्र के लिए तैयार नहीं है, वो कहाँ लगाएं अपना पैसा, वो कहाँ काम करें। तो प्रोजेक्ट्स की पाइपलाइन तैयार है। और ये अगर हम इसको साथ में देखें, जो सरकार का केपेक्स का जो पुश है, जिसकी अभी हम थोड़ी देर पहले बात कर रहे थे
जी,
तो उसके नजरिए से अगर आप देखें तो ये बहुत ही महत्वपूर्ण कदम है, जो आगे ग्रोथ को आने वाले समय में, और जिस तरह की अनिश्चितताएं बनी हुई हैं दुनिया के सामने, भारत के भी सामने, तो ये इस तरह के जो पाइपलाइन है और इस तरह के जो इनिशिएटिव्स हैं, ये इन अनिश्चितताओं को मतलब ओवरकम करने में मदद करेंगे।
दीपशिखा, कॉन्जॉइंट विद द केपेक्स पुश यू जस्ट मेंशन एंड दिस नाउ दिस पीपीपी प्रोजेक्ट पाइपलाइन, दिस कुड बी अ डबल इंजन काइंड ऑफ अ पुश व्हिच कुड कैटापल्ट द इकॉनमी टू
अ सी इट इन द कॉन्टेक्स्ट ऑफ नॉट जस्ट द केपेक्स बट आल्सो पीएम गति शक्ति, यू नो, प्रगति, जस्ट कंप्लीटेड 50 मीटिंग्स एंड नाउ यू नो दे आर सेंटर्स ट्राइंग टू गेट स्टेट्स आल्सो टू हैव अ प्रगति। सो दिस एंटायर पुश टू insulate the economy and also give this, you know, domestically we are in a very good situation, so push forward, you know.
Absolutely, keep at this it. Is something which has been keep kind of a it. Unique kind of a thing happening now, never seen before, kind of a
absolutely. I mean, you have to see the burst of reforms that we have had.
True.
Who would have thought? And now this whole deregulation push, not just at the center level, at the state level, ease of doing business, and states are on board. So many states have implemented these, you know, reform measures.
Absolutely. Now let's look at some other stories wherein the External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar has said that India is deepening partnership with Luxembourg across political, business, and technology domains. The minister also appreciated the contributions of Indian diaspora in deepening ties between the two nations. On relations with Europe, the minister said India will see an upswing in ties with Europe this year.
There will be a significant business delegation coming out of Luxembourg, many more ministerial visits, a much deeper interaction as a follow-up to what were the discussions that I had. So I'm sure in your particular cases, in some way or the other, it would probably be of interest to you professionally and personally.
वाणिज्य और उद्योग मंत्री पीयूष गोयल इस महीने की 8 तारीख को 2 दिन की यात्रा पर ब्रसेल्स जाएंगे। मंत्रालय ने कहा कि ये यात्रा भारत और ब्रसेल्स के बीच बढ़ते राजनयिक और तकनीकी संबंधों को दर्शाता है और भारत यूरोपीय संघ मुक्त व्यापार समझौते को अंतिम रूप देने की दिशा में ये एक निर्णायक कदम का संकेत है।
दीपशिखा, यू नो, दिस आउटरीच, द इंडियन आउटरीच, लक्जमबर्ग नाउ, कॉमर्स मिनिस्टर गोइंग टू Brussels tomorrow. This outreach, you know, it's kind of another kind of a push for making India that much more insulated, you know, with the kind of turbulence that we are seeing all over, the FTA happening with Brussels, and also there is a push for the FTA happening with the European Union and other advanced economies as well.
Absolutely, Nishit. And if you look at the, you know, the export data, there's been this push and the government is helping out the exporters industry to move to newer markets, try to push Indian goods to newer markets to actually ensure that, you know, the 50% tariff hit from the US does not hurt our economy. EU FTA is a very significant one, and it is expected to be sort of closed quite quickly. That's what the expectation is. And Europe being a big market for India, this would be a very significant free trade agreement for India.
Absolutely. And moving on to crude now, the global crude oil prices fell today after President Donald Trump said that the United States has reached a deal to import up to $2 billion worth of Venezuelan crude, a move that is expected to increase supplies to the world. The Brent crude was trading 0.5% down at $56.84 per barrel, and WTI crude was also trading 0.2% lower at $60.56 per barrel when reports last came in. Deepshikha, earlier in the program, we discussed about, you know, the fallouts of the misadventure or adventure of Mr. Trump in Venezuela. But looking, you know, again, jokes apart, now looking at the figures now, this thing of the U.S. kind of reaching a deal with a deal kind of a thing with Venezuela happening of importing $2 billion.
Nishit, you can call it a deal or you can call it an agreement, you can call it whatever, but the I think the impact for India is definitely fine, because crude prices have not risen, and I think that is one big factor which you know, if the prices had spiked, that hurts us. So definitely more crude flowing in, that's bad news for the Middle Eastern countries, because sure, their economy is very much dependent on crude. But for us, we are fine. So I guess, although I think India has expressed its concern politically on such a move, you know, taking place, mm-hmm, obviously. But I think till the time crude is fine, economically, it should be okay for us.
All right, and moving on to bullion market now. In the Indian bullion market, the 24-carat gold was trading over 0.9% down at 1,38,220 rupees per 10 grams. Silver was also trading around 2.3% down at 2,52,380 rupees per kilograms a short while ago.
मल्टी कमोडिटी एक्सचेंज में फरवरी अनुबंध वाले सोने की कीमत लगभग 1% गिरकर 1,37,720 रुपए प्रति 10 ग्राम पर थी. वहीं मार्च अनुबंध वाली चांदी भी 2.6% से अधिक गिरकर 2,51,967 रुपए प्रति किलोग्राम पर कारोबार कर रही थी. दीपशिखा जी, सोना कितना सोना है?
सोना तो सोना है ही प्राची. अगर आप 2025 देखें तो इस साल का जो कहना चाहिए सिल्वर लाइनिंग वॉज सिल्वर
जी.
सिल्वर हैज यू नो इमर्ज एज अ ह्यूज यू नो द काइंड ऑफ इन्वेस्टमेंट दैट इट अट्रैक्टेड, द अटेंशन दैट इट अट्रैक्टेड फ्रॉम इन्वेस्टर्स. गोइंग फॉरवर्ड सब यही अब आंखें जो है वो चांदी और सोना दोनों पर है उसी तरह से. तो अगेन जियोपॉलिटिकल इवेंट्स एंड चांदी और सोने दोनों का इस्तेमाल जो है, एक तो सेंट्रल बैंक्स ने खरीदना शुरू किया है, दूसरा जो नई जो टेक्नोलॉजीज आ रही हैं उसमें भी चांदी जो है काफी इस्तेमाल होती है. तो इसलिए इंडस्ट्रियल यूज के लिए बहुत सारी कंट्रीज जो है बहुत ज्यादा खरीद के रख रही हैं. तो डेफिनेटली
जी, दीपशिखा जी कार्यक्रम में आने और श्रोताओं के तमाम सवालों के जवाब देने के लिए बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद.
थैंक यू सो मच दीपशिखा. एंड बिफोर वी क्लोज, अ रिमाइंडर ऑफ द हेडलाइंस वंस अगेन. Benchmark domestic indices end with losses. Sensex slips over 100 points. Nifty closes at 26,141. India's GDP estimated growth to grow by 7.4% in the current fiscal, and the global crude oil prices remain mixed. And that's all in this edition of Market Mantra. For now, it's goodbye.
इस कार्यक्रम में विशेषज्ञों द्वारा विचार उनके अपने हैं. आकाशवाणी अपने श्रोताओं को सलाह देता है कि निवेश का निर्णय करने से पहले स्वयं रिसर्च करें या किसी पंजीकृत सलाहकार से राय लें.